I want to talk about something that's coming up at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, digital privacy best practices. It's a Tech Talk series that is being presented. Rachel Wright is going to be there. Rachel, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, especially since the pandemic over the past year, where more and more houses, even houses that did not want to get involved in the computer generation, had to get involved in it. And with that comes certain risks that especially people that don't use the internet very much don't understand. And I think this idea of having digital privacy best practices, the Tech Talk series where people can zoom in, is a great idea.
Absolutely, especially these days with unemployment and Social Security and all those things going digital. It's a lot to have to keep up with, and especially when older people have to go on the computer to do these things and they're putting private information on there. So it's important to know what best practices to do.
And also, I think it's important for people to understand when they're navigating the internet, especially for the first time, and it would say they go on there to sign up for a COVID vaccination, but then they go someplace else. They don't realize that wherever they go is being tracked by somewhere if you don't have your computer set up correctly. And I guess this is really going to be an instructional series?
Yes. It's definitely, there's a need for free technical instruction. It's hard to get that anywhere. Even when you go buy a cell phone, they give you the product, but they don't really show you how to use it. So we're trying to fill that need with free technical instruction for anyone that wants to join us, especially for digital security. That's the first one we're going to kick off next Thursday on the 18th. But it's a series that I hope to continue with, maybe do twice a month.
You know, I think what I think is interesting about this is that, first of all, with Zoom, I mean, we here at the radio station have been using Cisco. We've been using a bunch of different professional ways to, because we don't have people coming to the studio anymore. But Zoom has taken off in the public, and there are a lot of things that can go wrong with Zoom itself. And I think that's what really makes your first presentation important, because once people log on and hear you and interact with you, then they can better understand how they can protect themselves with Zoom, because more and more we're seeing that people, because there's people out there that just like to interrupt anything for the fun of it, and more and more Zoom meetings, unless they're set up correctly, are being hacked by people just for the fun of hacking them.
Yes, it's definitely caused more security issues with Zoom, and now that's just in our lexicon now. Everybody has gotten on Zoom. Lots of older people that weren't comfortable with it before are starting to take Zoom classes. The Hotchkiss Library, we've continued to provide lots of programs for the community. Thankfully, for Zoom and for Facebook Live, we're able to still do our book signing events and our online book groups and story time. So thankfully, people are, you know, being brave and joining Zoom and learning how to use it just so that they can interact and join our program.
And I think by, Rachel, by having your I'll call them seminars, Zoom seminars on internet security, mm-hmm. and digital security, you will give people who have not been computer literate and that are, you will really give them tools that the rest of us that learned on the early ages at the internet, we didn't have those tools. We just jumped on the internet and went at reckless abandon, and years later found out that we're not alone.
Yeah. Well, giving them the space, also providing people with the space to make mistakes, ask questions, learn more about the computers and what they're doing, that's the most important thing. If people are just scared they're going to break something, they're going to mess something up. And, I mean, computers are expensive, so I don't blame them for being scared. But I try to tell them to just explore, be brave, and we'll figure it out. So giving them that space on Zoom to come into the classes and ask all their questions is a really great resource.
Now, once again, the first one of these will be Thursday, February 18th. It runs from 11 until noon. It is via Zoom. If you want to register, you can go to the Hotchkiss Library website, hotchkisslibrary.org. You can register there. Or if you want, you can just type in a search bar, Rachel's name, Rachel Wright, Hotchkiss Library, digital presentation, and the information will pop up there as well. And when people sign up, anything that they need or that they should have to be prepared for, they'll be responded with an email, so they're not going to go in blind, right?
Yes, and I do provide, with this class and all the others, I'll be providing a really thorough handout that people can take and resource back to if they need to. I'm starting with digital privacy. I hope to continue. I have a background in digital literacy, so I have classes for guide to Google Photos, job searching. I even have one that's fun that's online dating for seniors, which is a good time for this time of year. So I hope to get these going once we kick off next Thursday with the digital privacy workshop.
Well, and that's what I was saying earlier on, Rachel, is that once people get comfortable with you and this and learn a little bit more, then they will be equipped to go out, and if they want to try something different, they'll have the tools and they won't be so reticent to do it.
Absolutely.
Well, once again, hotchkisslibrary.org is the website. Thursday, February 18th, 11 to 12, Zoom, the first presentation in what is going to hopefully be a series, Digital Privacy Best Practices, a Tech Talk series. And, of course, Rachel Wright will be handling that. And, Rachel, good luck with it. And, we'll see you on Zoom.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone can join me. And thank you for having me.
All right. Take care, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hotchkiss Library, like all the other libraries in our area, have set up so many great Zoom meetings and things for the public to do and get involved in. And this is just another one. Once again, more information, hotchkisslibrary.org.